verse 11, Revelation chapter 12, so that you'll understand now. Verse 11, Revelation chapter 12, hallelujah. It says, and they, the brethren, overcame him by what? By the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. We overcome by the blood. By the blood. Our overcoming power is in the blood of Jesus, because the power that Satan had over us was destroyed through the blood of Jesus Christ. What is he accusing you of? Hallelujah. Of the sins you have ever committed in your life, reminding you. But when you hear the Lord Jesus Christ saying, it is finished, that was the release. It released you from prison. And whom the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. So they ask me why I'm happy. So I just tell them why. Because
my sins are gone.
My sins are gone.
And when I mean,
that's gone. But who asks me where they are? I say, my sins are gone.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Oh, they are ordered in the blood on the cross of Calvary. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God. See it here. The assurance we have. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Let's just read it. See the assurance we have here. For as much then as the children of God, we are partakers of flesh and blood. He, the creator of the heavens and the earth, also himself likewise took part in the same flesh and blood. For what reason? That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Well, verse 15. And deliver them, all of us, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Listen, for verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham, with even a genealogy. Wherefore in all this, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. A mystery of salvation. The creator of the heavens and the earth came down to be like our brother, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Finally, verse 18, listen to that verse. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All this while I'm preaching, I'm talking now, where do you see church there? Amen. So this Jesus, in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, what did he say? Go ye to the world and preach the gospel. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. To every creature. And verse 16, what did he say? He that believes this gospel that we are preaching now and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not, you are condemned totally. Saved from what? Saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world, and saved from the torment of the enemy. Torment of foundational problem. Torment of demon husband and wife. Torment of witches and wizards. Why? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22, 23, 24. He said, when you come to Christ, You have come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God. When you come to Christ, you have come to the heavenly Jerusalem and to an innumerable, uncountable number of angels. You have come to the general assembly of and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven from the foundation of the world, and to God the church of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect. And verse 24, you have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Every other covenant is old covenant. And this is where I am going, to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. It's taking you to Genesis. The enemy, Cain, slaughtered his brother Cain, Abel, and his blood was reporting the matter. And God came down and said, Cain, where is your brother? The blood of Abel made God to stand up and come and find out what is happening to Abel. And he said, when you come to Christ now, he said, you have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better. 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 Better things than that of Abel. Hallelujah. But how can that blood speak for you when you are not under that blood? And to be under that blood, he said, he that believed the gospel. What is the belief? What gospel? For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son. But Isaiah 57, who will believe this report? Life is offered unto you. Hallelujah. It is only that you look at me. It is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look at me. Oh, look at me. My brother,
look to Jesus.
Look to Jesus. And live. Is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And in John chapter 3 verse 14, it says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. What happened in the garden in the wilderness? They committed sin and the serpent was biting them. They were dying. And God gave Moses a solution. Make a brazen serpent and hang it on the cross. Hang it on the cross. Anybody that you committed sin and something is dealing with you, your business has gone down. Witches and wizards are finishing you. Untimely death is finishing you. You commit fornication. HIV is killing you. Cancer is finishing you. If you can just run and just go and look up. Look up. You will see that serpent. You will see that sickness. You will see that cancer. You will see that HIV. You will see that witch. You will see that wizard. Demon husband, demon wife. That cause, that covenant. You will see it judged. It's already judged. It's hanging there. If you see it, that nonsense will not get you again. Oh, you see why? We love him. That man of Calvary. Oh, yes. Has won my heart from me.
Hallelujah.
And died to set me free. Oh, blessed man of
say,
say, say. Oh,
that man.
to point people to the cross. They are pointing people to themselves. Claiming they have a grace. Take it. Take it. Ah.
On a hill far away stood a Lord, rugged cross.
The gates of hell shall not prevail. Which rock? The revelation of who Christ is. He's a rock. Hallelujah. He's a rock.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus, Lord, and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest prayer. Holy, live by Jesus' name. On Christ the soul, the rock I stand. All on the ground is sinking sand.
Oh glory!
All on the ground is sinking sand.
Hallelujah! Anytime I take a look at the cross, I get charged. I know where I was, if not for Jesus. The hope of glory is what he did on the cross of Calvary. My deliverance, that I can face any witch and wizard, is not because I pray too much, but because there is a place of refuge. I am under that blood. And that blood is still speaking even now. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the meaning of grace. While I was yet a sinner, he already paid the price. Hallelujah. He put my name in a book of life, even before I knew him. I am therefore not serving him for what he will give me. I am serving him for what he has done for me. When I look at the useless life I lived before, if I had died, where would I have been now? For what shall it profit a man? You gain the whole world and lose your soul. That song that I says, brother, afar from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that he made. Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange? That's a song. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The things you are pursuing will go. If you know what happened on the cross of Calvary, then you can possess your possession. Then you will know that what that man Jesus suffered on the cross is too much for any sickness to resist. It's too much for any cost covenant with the demon to resist if you approach it in the right way. And anything that has salvation value, virtue, Satan will pervert it with error. They downplay water baptism. Meanwhile, that is the ordinance that will connect you to what he did on the cross on Calvary. He says, he that believes and is baptized. What is baptism? It's you openly confessing and identifying that you believe that what he did on the cross is for you. How do you show that you believe it? What you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, he put an ordinance, enter that water. And that water, as you enter that water and you come out, that is it. Every sin you have ever committed before is remitted. And you stand before God as if you have never sinned before, because the blood has washed it away. You are saying that I repent. That is the death. You must first repent from those things that separated us from God. Then you are buried with him. That's why water baptism must be by immersion. So all this sprinkling, if you are baptized by sprinkling, is wrong. Go and correct it. Baptism means burial. And the hope of resurrection. Hope of resurrection. He defeated the grave. Grave could not hold him captive anymore. Grave will not hold us captive, because we came out with him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You come out from that grave. That is what you are demonstrating. You cannot die again. If you die now, Apostle Paul said we are sleeping. Because in the resurrection morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, we shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are sure we will rise. That is the assurance. And once you come out of that water, the power, authority that satanic forces have over you is over. It's over. I didn't say he will not attack you. He will even increase the attack on you to see whether you know your right or not. But he has no right again. Oh, glory be to God. That's why Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. Then he gave us power to cast out devils. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not is damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. They will lay hand upon the sick shall recover. Why? Because the power of sickness was taken away on the cross. For by his stripes we are healed. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But how are we to baptize? In Matthew 28 verse 19, he told us how to baptize. And that is where Assemblies of God, Redeemed, Winners, who again? Baptist, Cochin, ERCC, CPL, Church of God Mission, and all the Trinitarian denominations. That is where they miss it. Their understanding of Matthew 28 verse 19, where he says we should go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The correct water baptism is to baptize in a name. There is a name you are to use to baptize. I don't know why the Jews cannot catch this simple thing. Even if you miss it, who did he talk to? Did he talk to your G.O. or he spoke to the 11 disciples? He spoke to the 11 of them. those who he spoke to, let's see how they carried it out. Peter was among them. Peter in Acts chapter 2 verse 38 asked us to baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Samaria, the apostles came and baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul, baptizing those people in Acts chapter 19, he baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nowhere do we see the New Testament, Father, Son, Holy Ghost again. Only the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord, or the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, if you are rightly dividing the word of truth, and you are studying, it simply means that name Jesus is the name of the Father. It's the same name of the Son. It's the same name of the Holy Ghost. One name, one name. Why? Because that is the name of God for our salvation. It means Jehovah saves. Correct water baptism, to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, is to bring the believer to the water. According to your confession, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Put the person inside the water and bring the person out. You have now baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. If you bring the person and say, I baptize you according to Matthew 28 verse 19, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, put him inside the water and bring him out, you have not yet called the name. His name, not title. Father is title. Every father has a name. Every son has a name. Hallelujah. The name of the Father is Jehovah saves for the purpose of what he is doing now. He is saving, therefore, his name is salvation. Savior. Yeshua. That is the meaning. He's saving, and he's saving through a man. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Therefore, he's placed his name there. Therefore, the name of the Son is the name of the Father. And the Son told us that the Father will send the Holy Ghost in his name. Therefore, the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. Praise God. Therefore, if they put you inside water, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Satan knows better. That's why he keeps tormenting you up and down. That is why you yourself, you continue to go to your Jew, to your prophets, to your man of God for prayers, because you know you are not under the blood yet. Every day you are just enjoying the mercy of God, the mercy of God. He said, oh, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that is the gospel. If you believe, even now, you don't need baptismal school, anything. The school you attend in line be all this lecture why they give sins. So if you believe it and you come for water baptism, you pass the exams. If you believe it, you pass. We will baptize you. If you don't believe what I'm saying now, you fail. Because you will go without baptism. You fail. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. People have left the Bible, and they are teaching for doctrine commandments of men. And when we bring them to the Bible, they argue. But sometimes it's not argument, you only want to know. Is there anybody that is confused? Blessing this water. It's not this water. Give me your water. It's not this water that will heal. It is the faith on the cross. Hallelujah. When you come without understanding, then you will invoke. You know we can invoke. Eh? We can invoke. What power was it? This on the cross on Calvary? We invoke it into this water and drink it, and God will honor it. And every sickness here will disappear. Every blocked womb here will open. Every moving object will pack and go. Every cage you will break to pieces. Because he said it is finished. Have I confused anybody? You want any further clarification on water baptism? That's the importance of water baptism. Any question? I will answer for water baptism. Yes, let me hear you.
Sir, the question I want to ask, sir, based on this water baptism you have preached so far, though I baptized in Assemblies of God,
You baptized wrongly.
And I know many great men of God too, like you, who are in assemblies of God and they are doing well, and they baptized too in assemblies of God. Does it mean that those
sorry,
who...
Sorry, let me hear you again. Many great men of God.
Yes. Like who, you.
Like me.
In assemblies of God.
So I am a great man of God.
Yes, of
what course. Makes me great?
The Christ in you.
Eh?
The Christ in you make you great, sir.
Are you a great man of God too?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to be sure of who you know as a great man of God.
Okay.
Christ in you makes you great.
Yes, sir.
So I'm not an ordinary person.
Of course, sir.
I am not great because I'm a pastor.
Yes, sir.
I am great because Christ, a great God, is in me.
Oh, yes.
Greater is he that is in me. So it makes me great.
Oh, yes.
Let me hear your question.
So my question, sir, does it mean that all those people who baptize wrongly, does it mean that they will not make heaven at the end of the day?
See, there's only one way to heaven. There is only one way to heaven, and Jesus is the way. And he made the way on the cross of Calvary. And that's all I've been preaching. He said, believe in me, believe in God, believe in me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. Where did he go to prepare that place? On the cross. He went to prepare that place on the cross. He made the way for me on the cross to the kingdom. So you are saying, will they go to...
Won't they make heaven at last?
Eh?
As those people who baptize wrongly in many churches like you mentioned.
Can you open your Bible to Galatians chapter 1? Verse 6, 7, and 8.
Galatians chapter 1.
Can you read it?
Verse 61.
Verse 6.
Marvel that ye so soon removed from him that called ye unto the grace of Christ unto another.
Can I read verse 7 now? Verse 7. It says, verse 7. It says, which is not actually another gospel. It's not another. But there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. Verse 8. Watch what it says. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be blessed. Let him be blessed. Eh? The next verse. Let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man, no matter how great he is, no matter how big his title is or how large his followers are, preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let that person be what?
A curse.
Anybody preaching any other thing contrary to this Bible is cursed. Listen, brother, you are to worship God in spirit and in truth. It means you can worship God in the flesh and in error, but you are worshiping God. Now you will ask a question. Billions of Muslims all over the world, will they go to heaven?
To me, as long as I'm concerned in my Christian belief, they cannot make heaven because they did not believe in Christ.
Eh?
They did not believe in Christ.
What is the evidence that believe in Christ?
They did not pray through Christ.
Is it praying to Christ that will make you go to heaven?
No. They did not believe in Christ. They prayed through Muhammad.
So because they are worshiping God in error. And any other person, and you can hold this Bible and be speaking in tongues and casting out demons. Can I also now point Matthew chapter 7 for you, verse 21. Verse 21. Not everyone, brother. Wait a minute. Did you hear me? Not everyone that say unto me, Jesus, 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 I love you, Jesus, Jesus. It's not everyone, no. Lord, 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 Lord. That shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Who are those that will enter? But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And where is the will? The will of my Father, is it here? This is the will of my Father. Now, see verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. What will he say? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. But they were casting out demons. They were prophesying. Yet he said, he don't know them. Your church may know you. Your church members may know you. But Christ may not know you. See how dangerous it is? That's why Apostle Peter said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Why? Many are called, but few are chosen. That's in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. He said, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is another gate, the gate. And broad is the way. Where does it lead to? It leads to destruction. And many, many, many there be which go in thereat. Verse 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that findeth it. So continue to think that your church is right because it is a big church. It may be big before men and nothing before God. And yet they are holding Bible. Thank you. You, the last person.
So my question is this. Assuming somebody baptized in Bread Assembly, rightly, and you move to a place where there is no Bread Assembly and you stay attending another church, in that church, you are asked to baptize again before you can work for God. Is it right to baptize
before
again?
Before you do what?
Before you can work in that church, work for God, or do anything, is it right to baptize again?
The only reason why you baptize again is because you discover you baptize wrongly. If you go to that church and they tell you before you can work in the church there, you must baptize in their church. And you tell them, I have baptized before. And they are telling you, you cannot be a worker in that church unless you do their own baptism. Just know that that is not the church of Jesus Christ. That's not the church of Jesus Christ. Get out from that place and go to where you will serve God. Because the church of Jesus Christ is one faith, one baptism, one Lord. Not every denomination has our own baptism. That's wrong. That's all. Church.